With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The Premier and Leader of the Opposition are joining forces to strengthen Cayman's parliamentary democracy. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, a new bill aims to give the opposition more resources and boost support in constituency offices across the islands.
Premier Andre Ebanks, Leader of the Opposition Joey Hugh, and Parliamentary Secretary Julie Hunter appeared today on Radio Cayman's For the Record.
This is not a breaking news or April Fool's Day. That we are sitting here as Leader of the Opposition, Premier of the country, and Parliamentary Secretary because we are members of the Parliamentary Management Council, and we are talking about advancements of parliamentary democracy under that act to provide greater resources at a constituency level and a Leader of the Opposition level.
The joint appearance aimed to underscore the importance and bipartisan support for changes to the Parliamentary Management Act. One of the main changes, the formal creation of an Office of the Leader of the Opposition, funded by government but kept neutral so it's not tied to any party brand. Leader of the Opposition Joey Hugh says that is deliberate, so anyone in Cayman can approach the office as a constitutional post rather than a party headquarters.
The sign on the door would literally be the Cayman Islands coat of arms and would say the Office of the Leader of the Opposition, not the PPM, the CFC, not any party or any particular person's name, but the Leader of the Opposition. And that office will be leased by the government, and just like any other government office around, the office will be staffed with the senior policy officer, someone at the level that has the ability to draft and research bills, motions, you name it, provide research and information to support the Leader of the Opposition, and also a communications officer.
The bill also boosts support on the ground for MPs in their constituencies, increasing the monthly office allowance and allowing for office managers as well as assistants. First-term MP and Parliamentary Secretary Julie Hunter says that extra help is essential.
Nobody could have prepared me for the amount, for the amount of work that's involved in this job. It's almost like a 24-hour job. So it's very, very important to have that staff behind us to support us. And I myself couldn't get through it.
She says along with the hours of caucus and parliament, there's preparing for parliament and then constituency work that ranges from funerals and grief support to leaky roofs. The Premier argues that making both opposition and constituency work more sustainable is also about the next generation, so that talented women and young professionals see public life as a viable career.
If we're really going to try to, as much as possible, encourage more women to join electoral service, but the resources aren't comparable to the job, if we're going to try to encourage more young people to take part in electoral service. So take us out of it. Somebody comes after us. These brilliant minds can go other places and get fantastic jobs in the private sector. We at least have to at least get the resources somewhat comparable to be able to do the job as best as you can.
The Parliamentary Management Amendment Bill has been published in the Gazette, and both government and opposition leaders say the changes will benefit whoever holds their jobs in the future, not just the current ones. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. You can watch the full interview on Radio Cayman's Facebook page or our YouTube channel. And to read the bill, visit gazettes.gov.ky. If you've received a video that appears to show the Premier promoting registration of an AI technology, officials say it's an AI-generated video and completely false. In a short statement today, government advised the public to stop sharing the video since it's false and misleading. To learn more about how to spot misinformation, visit gov.ky/misinformation. The trial of Sandra Hill opened today in Grand Court. Ms. Hill is charged with blackmail in connection with a long-running civil dispute with businessman John Felder dating back to 2019. The jury heard that the Crown alleges Ms. Hill committed blackmail back in August 2021 by emailing Mr. Felder's attorney, demanding that all legal proceedings against her be withdrawn. In return, she allegedly offered to prevent the release of certain documents on her platform. Prosecutors say that amounted to blackmail and also obstructing the course of justice. Ms. Hill denies any wrongdoing. Crown Prosecutor Martin Mulgrew told the jury the case is straightforward, arguing Ms. Hill acted to avoid paying $291,800 in damages after a 2020 default judgment in Mr. Felda's favor. The Crown says the email meets the definition of blackmail under Section 259 of the Penal Code because it threatened to publish embarrassing materials and would have benefited Ms. Hill financially. Mr. Felder took the stand today to give his evidence in chief. Radio Cayman will continue to provide coverage of the case in the coming days. The trial continues tomorrow in the main court building. In other court news, Arik Ansel Ebanks has been found not guilty of the charge of robbery stemming from a 2025 mugging on Smith Cove Beach. The jury of seven returned their verdict earlier today, acquitting him of the charge. Prosecutor Ben Brown represented the Crown and Samson Law represented Mr. Ebanks. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The RCIPS has launched Operation Clyro, increasing patrols and checkpoints across the islands. Between Friday and Monday, officers prosecuted more than 90 drivers for illegal tint, over 70 for speeding, and more than 25 for driving unlicensed vehicles. One motorist was caught at 84 miles per hour in a 40-mile zone and is expected to face a lengthy disqualification. Police say the campaign will continue into the Easter. Cayman's Health Ministry is opening public consultation on a major update to the law that regulates healthcare professionals. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability has opened a public consultation on the Health Practice Amendment Bill 2026, inviting feedback from healthcare practitioners, health sector stakeholders, and members of the public. The proposed amendments seek to update existing legislation and strengthen the regulatory framework governing healthcare practice in Cayman. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the bill would introduce regulations establishing consistent professional standards across the healthcare sector as part of government's work to strengthen regulatory oversight and support patient safety.
This consultation invites practitioners, stakeholders, and members of the public to help shape a framework that protects patients, supports professionals, and ensures our healthcare system continues to meet the needs of our community.
Under the proposed framework, each professional council would develop codes of practice and professional standards specific to its profession. The ministry says licensed healthcare practitioners are entrusted with the health and well-being of their patients, and maintaining that trust requires clear professional standards and accountability for those licensed to practice in the Cayman Islands.
The bill also fulfills the Public Accounts Committee's required undertaking issued in 2018-2019, which directed the Ministry of Health to provide an update on plans to develop and roll out a national healthcare standards program.
Officials say if adopted, the framework would strengthen legal and ethical safeguards and support more effective oversight by professional councils. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The public consultation runs until 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, the 28th of April, with materials on publicconsultation.gov.ky. Submissions can be made by email at mohfeedback@gov.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.